Welcome to episode 79 of Anime and Us. I'm TJ.
And I'm Sean.
And this is the review show that reviews anime from A to Z. Sort of.
Alright guys, last episode we got Category S. That we did for Slayers.
We got Letter S.
And Slayers is anime from 1995 is when it aired. It's a big manga that is apparently still ongoing, which is kind of f***ing crazy if you think about it. It started in 89, the manga, and it's still releasing. That's f***ing nuts.
Yeah, I thought when you said to press it, I thought they were still releasing anime. I didn't realize the manga was still going.
Yeah, that's absolutely crazy. Especially because it's not that great. it's pretty nuts that people are reading it and watching it.
Well, maybe the manga is better.
Oh, you know what? Probably.
Yeah.
I would assume the manga is quite a bit better. But even the anime, before we get into it, it's one of the most beloved anime series from the 90s.
I get it.
I can understand why people love it for its time period, but
yeah,
I didn't enjoy this.
I actually kind of liked
it. Overall, I'm saying.
I didn't like it.
But there is a certain charm to the characters once things start going.
I didn't like the comedy in it.
Yeah, well, that's kind of...
That's what drove it down for me.
That's typical of you.
Yeah. Well, it's true. I'm very humorless. I'm
especially
funny.
With the anime comedy.
Yeah.
It just doesn't hit it.
No, it doesn't strike a chord with me. I didn't like the fourth wall jokes in it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of that in this fourth wall, stuff like that. But I like the fantasy stuff then. It was very Sorcerer's Thyra Orphan for me.
Yes. Yeah, it felt very similar to that.
Yeah, very like the drawing of it, the artistic style.
Even the fantasy aspect.
And the fantasy aspect of it. Yeah, except it's less serious. Way less serious. Yeah. But I like that D&D fantasy era kind of stuff that went to it.
I wish the story was good.
Yeah.
If that was the case, I would like it. Even with it being older and, you know, the comedy not being great and dialogue sucking. But if the story was alright.
Yeah, dialogue was particularly bad at
this. And we were talking about this when we always watched the first episode together, sometimes first two, and I was talking about how the magic system in a lot of these animes are just boom, fireball. They don't explain how the magic works
they
in that world.
They kind of do.
Not really. And I fucking hate
no,
that.
They kind of do.
Not really.
Yeah,
you know how they explain it? This is how they explain it. During that time of the month, the female sorcerers can't cast. What the fuck?
That was ridiculous. That was ridiculous. But no, she casts black magic.
Yeah, they talk a little bit about light magic, dark magic.
And it's drawn from demons, the dark magic. That's why it doesn't work on certain ones. And then there's dramatic and shamanistic magic.
But it's just like, that's just
but
it.
No,
that's it.
But here's the thing. And if you're familiar with D&D, you get it.
Yeah.
Like,
but as a viewer, that
doesn't
know
right. But that's what that's...
Oh, dark magic. I can cast things now.
Or even like some old school RPG, like black magic and white magic and stuff like that. Because that's what that's exactly what they drew it from. It's all, you know, different types of magic. Like the main antagonist, the blind guy, I don't remember his name.
No, the guy that, yeah, no.
Rezo, the famous mage. He's the evil guy. But he controls different kinds of magic. He's a red mage, and that's what red mages do. Whereas black magic, like fireball, that's
old school Final Fantasy, old school JRPGs.
And then you have some characters who are healers, white magic, so forth and so forth.
But I get that, and I'm not saying that they didn't say those kinds of things. I'm talking about, like, when you're teaching someone how to cast a fireball.
No, I got what you mean.
I want the rules and laws to... That's why I like books so much more for magic systems. They get into the nit and grit of it, which is what I love.
No, I get it. But I can see why they went the way they went.
Yeah, which is...
It was just drawn from typical fantasy systems and pretty much took from D&D and other RPGs and role-playing games and so forth and so forth. I get the magic system. They didn't really need to explain it if you're familiar with it, you know?
Yeah.
And I know you don't like that. It's fine. But I'm just explaining.
We can move on.
We can move on.
What's
the premise? I don't know. That's your job.
Damn.
Nice try.
Crap. It opens up with the main character's name.
Rena? No.
Lena. Lena Inverse.
Oh, right. Because she had the same name as the Queensblade protagonist, and that's
Lena.
For some reason, we kind of... That's what we draw from.
As soon as they said her name, we're like, oh, yeah, the Queensblade girl.
That anime is one that leaves an impression.
She's essentially a bandit hunter, but I don't know if that's really something she just does or if she's just in it for the money. And then it's
happen to have a lute.
I don't know. She's a weird character.
She's a very odd character. She has a sword she almost never uses, but because she usually casts magic.
Right.
But the sword is there. She doesn't.
And she's good with it.
Yeah, she's not bad. Magic's just kind of there. She levitates with it. And well, by levitate, I mean really mean fly, but she says levitate.
Well, oh yeah, they also say every name of the spell. Yeah. They have to say the spell every time they use it. But she's like a really powerful magic. She's young, but she's like really adept at magic. And she's this weird cross because she's the hero of the story, but she's like not a hero.
Yeah, she's not doing
it. She's like an anti-hero, mm-hmm. but she's also making fourth wall jokes, like referencing like when there's a cliffhanger at the episode, it's like, what's going to happen to me in the next episode and stuff like mm-hmm. that. And then she's doesn't want to do anything for free. And she's just like, she's just an overall bitch. Honestly.
A little bit. She wants, she's pretty vain. She wants to be the girl that boys are attracted to.
Yeah.
And she's just not that. She's not ugly. She's just not voluptuous.
Yeah, she doesn't have big breasts. They pretty much straight up say that. They refer
to flat-chested. Yeah. You've also had a couple times.
Yeah. Which is really, it's like, they just go right into it. Then there's the, and so she's, it opens up with her killing a bunch of bandits and stealing some gold.
Yes.
And some objects that come with the gold. And then she runs across
a blonde-haired guy in the second episode.
Okay. The classic blonde hair fighter knight guy
sword buff and knight in shining armor
knight
essentially
shining
without
armor.
The white horse, but he's there,
and he I don't remember his name either,
but they bump into each other, and a bunch of the bandits that she just robbed are chasing her,
yeah, and she lets them save her because he thinks, yeah, you know, he'll like me and stuff like
that.
And it does not go that way.
He's like,
at
oh
all.
I got you, little sweetie, like she's a little girl. Let's get you to town.
It can be, I guess it can be funny at times.
It's not terrible. I feel like it's more, there's two different kinds of funny. There's haha funny, then there's ironic funny.
Right.
This is more ironic.
Right. So, yeah, he's a swordsman, and he's really stupid, but I don't think it's his fault.
Well, is it anyone's fault that you're stupid?
Well, no, like, I think he has memory problems.
Smoking too much green. That doubles lettuce.
Like, they, at one point in the, later in the episode, not the episode, in the series, they, like, come across this cleric who found him unconscious, and he doesn't remember anything before that or something. So I don't know how much of his stupidity is just brain damage, and how much is just natural, you know? But yeah, he's just an ongoing joke.
He's got a sword that we find out later is actually a lightsaber. He even makes the whooshing noise.
Yeah. It's called the light sword. It's made of light, John.
And if you cast spells at it, it increases its strength.
Yes.
Which is, I kind of like that a little.
And you know what else I liked about the show? It wasn't one long arc. It was like two arcs.
And it didn't, most of the time at least, it didn't feel like, all right, we got a mission, let's go do this. It was more like, we're going this way, and then shit happens.
Yeah.
That was kind of, it's refreshing a little. Not a typical story arc for anime, just, or stories in general.
Yeah, like they spend the first half of the second part of the story just running from these two guys for like episodes, and it's just like, this is the story from now for some reason. Then what's strange about that is that these two guys are trying to capture them to take them back to the city, and they ran away from them and ran towards the city. They went to the city themselves. They just didn't want to be brought there to them. They wanted to go to find out.
They wanted to go on their own accord.
Yeah, essentially. Which was really strange. I was like, okay, I mean, you could save yourself a lot of trouble if you just, like, you could find out everything.
You would have been there yesterday.
Yeah. Nope, they're going to do it on their own, okay.
That's fair. I don't like people telling me what to do. Yeah. Even if it's something I want to do, don't tell me to do it.
I guess.
That's literally how I play my D&D characters, by the way.
Uh-huh.
It needs to be my idea. Inception. Go deep down and plant the seed.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, man.
But the story is essentially a bunch of random things happening, but it all sort of happens in the same pathway.
Yeah.
It's an odd way to write a story, but it worked.
Yeah, it worked. I mean, the first half of the season was her being chased by this mummy wrap guy with the sword.
And then the mummy wrap guy was a guy she damaged and did the bandit thing, right? I'm pretty sure.
No, that's different mummy wrap guy. There was that was the bandit leader. They came back for revenge, and they took care of him pretty easily. It was just a giant joke. This guy was after the statue she had stolen.
Had a philosopher's stone inside of it.
Yeah. Had a philosopher's stone inside of it, and at some point he decides, "Fuck this, I'm switching sides," because he's working for the wizard Rezzo, who's supposed to be a good guy, but turns out to be the main bad guy, who actually turned him into a monster, I guess. Mm.
Satan?
No. The guy with the rock armor.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, with the mummy wraps and the sword. He was the main bad guy at first, but he was working for him, and then he decided to not work for him. It's very convoluted a little bit.
Yeah, it didn't feel like some of the lesser characters didn't really have their own motivation
right.
to do specifically what they're doing, but whatever.
What do you want from a show where they capture the main character because she can't use her magic because she is on her period, and then they have her hanging upside down and their torture is tickling her?
Yeah, I thought that was going a different way.
Yeah, so did I. But it didn't go that way. The torture was they brought in this fish who wanted to kiss her.
Oh my god, the fish. They ate the fish at the end.
Yeah! There's some depths in this.
It's a fish that looks like a fish, right? But he has arms and legs.
Yeah. It's like a trout or something. He comes in and he goes to the kiss her and falls in love with her. So he's stalking her a bit. And then somehow he gets set on fire and cooked. I forget how. And then the monsters just eat him. He's dead. It's like, okay.
He wasn't fully conscious 5 minutes ago. Let's just eat him.
It's a strange show.
It's a very odd show. One thing that I thought was odd was when they use their spells and stuff. For instance, she uses the lightsaber at one point. It's a lightsaber. It's capacity.
Right.
And she powers up. Her hair goes white and she gets really strong. They never went back.
Well,
there were tougher enemies after that. I honestly would have thought, like, hey, give me the lightsaber. I'll power up.
Yeah, no, never but that's not what really happened. So, Rezo wants to not be blind anymore. So, in order to not be blind, he has to bring back a demon lord. But apparently the demon lord was in his eyes, I guess? That's what the way he explained it. From what I could, the reason why he couldn't cure his own blindness, because he could cure everybody else but his own blindness, was because the demon lord was sealed in his eyes. So he brings this demon lord out, and so the heroes are trying to fight the demon lord, but they can't. So she takes a sword, uses it a bit, can't kill him with it at first. So she uses this dark magic from a different demon lord, like demon lord of death or something, and channels it through the sword. But if you mess up that spell, apparently it can destroy the world, and that's why she never did it again, because she didn't think she could do it again without destroying it.
Yeah, I forget the name of it, but that's a trope, you know what I mean? Like, it's using it one time, oh, I can never use it again.
Right.
That's a little bit bad, right?
And it also could possibly kill her, I think, the spell. I'm just saying, there's an explanation for it.
Yeah.
It's not just like, oh, we just never used it.
There was two or three episodes before the last, they actually did that a little bit. They went over all the different spells and everything, and they were like, oh, what can we do that to help destroy this guy, because none of our stuff's working. And they went through all the previous ones. They're like, oh yeah, that was really strong. Why didn't we do that again? They did that a lot.
Well, there's, like I said, it's supposed to be a comedy at times.
Yes.
And then some out of nowhere it gets serious, like
the one bad girl dies and there's blood.
Yeah.
And you sort of feel bad for her a little bit.
A little bit. A little bit, yeah. And then, you know, they try to play off killing off the main character.
But yeah, they play with that a little bit. Especially not when you know there's five more seasons of this.
Especially when it's the main character. You know you're not going to kill off the main character.
This isn't Game of Thrones.
Well,
spoilers.
Even with something like Game of Thrones, there is other protagonists.
Yes.
So you can afford to kill off a main character. Mm. So it's like this. There's like one main protagonist in this. So you
know, everyone else really is a side character.
Yeah.
Or a supporting character.
So it's like you're not killing off your star of your show. I don't care how impressive you want to try and throw this. It's not happening.
It's also weird when you make a show or a book or any type of story, and in the beginning, she's already really strong.
Yeah.
That's an odd way to do it. Usually, you might have some strength, but you're still pretty weak, and then you build up, you get stronger as the story goes on and progresses. That was not the case with this. I mean, she did get stronger as the story progressed. She did learn different spells, like the Giga Slayer or something like that.
Yeah, the Dragon
but
Slayer.
But for the most part, she's as strong as she's going to get, besides the one or two spells she learned.
Yeah, but she's also the strongest person.
I know, but like I said, that's just an odd way to write a story where the main character is already super strong.
I mean, I guess if you want to skip right into the action and just go into...
You can still have the action if you're fairly weak. You put them against
similar
level people.
Yeah, I know, but it's like, I got the feeling they weren't as invested in the story as much as they just wanted to write magic spells and
something that's also refreshing. Very little risqueness. I mean, there's the typical trope spring, hot spring.
Oh yeah,
and you know there's outline, but for the most part, this entire show wasn't very tits in your face.
There was no fan. There was no fan service, but they talked about the fan service a lot.
Yeah.
That's
she was constantly talking about wanting him to be with her.
Yeah,
and stuff like that. But like it wasn't vulgar. It wasn't
right. They mentioned breasts a lot.
They never showed any. But yeah, it's an odd way to do it. Not necessarily a bad thing. A little refreshing, honestly.
So I watched the specials. I'm assuming you didn't.
No.
Because I know you.
I literally watched episode 26 5 minutes before you got here.
Yeah, I figured. So I watched the specials. There's like six specials with it. And they are completely completely different. Way different. Different voice actors. Huh. And it seems like older, even. Like they were made for TV special, TV movies or something like that. Maybe they just did that before they did
also could have been years later, because we know that how big this is and how many different seasons there are. It might have been the OVAs, the specials.
Could have been something else. I thought of that, but none of the side characters are in it. Only the Lena's in it. And they introduced this other scantily clad, big-breasted woman whose laugh is so bad and miserable that people drive nuts for fun. It's like,
oh, that's funny.
It's within the thing. And so, and then there's just like six self-contained things following Lena and this other girl who's kind of stupid, and she's always thinks Lena's trying to scam her out of like things. She's trying to be the better sorceress than Lena, but I think from what they said, it's 10, maybe 20 years in the future from where this is, because she's like 26 or 36 at this thing. And there's like one where they clone this the big breasted girl, and her laughter is so annoying and stuff like that. They tried to turn her into a manticore in one of them. Like they want to cut off her head and put it onto a manticore's body. It's very strange and completely different feel from it, and it wasn't terrible. I mean, it was like 6 half-hour episodes, but it felt like self-contained episode moves or something that did not feel within the universe at all.
Yeah, it's weird. It might have something to do with the rest of the manga or the other shows that we don't know about.
Yeah, I mean, I'm assuming what we watched was the first season.
As far as I can tell, it was.
I mean, it just says Slayers.
It very much felt like the first
season. Yeah, so who knows where it went and everything else, because there's like 30 seasons of this show.
Yeah, there's a lot. Anyway, Slayers X Orphan. Oh, there's a crossover.
Yeah, it makes sense.
That's pretty cool.
That does make sense that they seem like they would be in the same world.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Oh, it's a light novel. I don't know if they made that into a
Probably anime or not. Probably that's pretty not. Cool. That's definitely a light
novel. Came out in 2005, so it's not even that old.
Yeah, but Orphan is really good, so it makes sense. I wonder if it's the same company, like the same.
Yeah, probably the same.
Because it seems
very similar.
Similar in the way it's drawn and everything else. And usually crossovers like that are made within the same company, so. Unless you want to buy the rights to it, but.
Alright, we're gonna go for points. I'm gonna give around about a 6.
Really?
Yeah, a little above middle. I enjoyed it a little more than I thought it would have.
I mean, coming into it, you didn't seem like you're gonna.
I wouldn't really recommend watching it, but if you're gonna watch an anime from that time period, this isn't the worst one.
I thought for sure you were going like 4 or 5.
Yeah.
But now that you're going 6, I gotta go 6. Because right. I was gonna go 5. Because it's definitely middle of the road, but
I laughed a bit. You know, it wasn't terrible.
It was long, though.
It was long.
It was super long. You could probably just watch the first half of the season of that as a review, because it's a self-contained story, really.
So, what was the other essence?
Oh, Steins. This is not... Steins Gate.
Yeah, like, no, we rolled on Steins Gate. I remember freaking the
Man, Steins Gate was...
this is the third one, so what's the other one?
Sorcerer's Stabro.
Steins Gate, that.
Then. Yeah, I kind of figured mine. We had this argument the last time on this. Yeah, because I want Sorcerer's Stabro and Orphan Steins Gate. Because, like we explained in that episode, you can't have two biased people with two biased anime have agreement. So.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
So, yeah, I'm going to go it's the same Slayers thing at third, because it's not that great.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's, like you said, it's not the worst one we
definitely watched.
No.
Definitely. I mean, heck, we just reviewed for the second time Xenosaga
an hour
before this one.
Hold on, before we get into Slayers, what was that one we were going to do? The food review one.
The what?
The food. Remember we spun?
Oh,
Yeah, good. Look up what that was real quick. Because we didn't actually get. I think we talked about it the last episode, though, but just in case.
Sushi and Beyond.
Sushi and Beyond, yeah, that's what we were supposed to review.
We recorded like a 3-minute thing, didn't we?
Yeah, at the end of the last episode. Yeah. But it's been a couple weeks. So it just popped in my head.
Yeah, that was terrible.
Yeah. So we didn't do that one because that's a review show about food, and we're a review show.
You're reviewing a review show.
About food that's not anime.
Yeah, it's got next to nothing to do with anime.
Yeah, so that's why we didn't do that one. But yeah, I just wanted to throw that in there just in case.
We're not spinning.
Yeah, we're not spinning because I still have one last pick.
Thank God.
Left over from...
There's a lot of teas and a lot of bad
teas. There is a lot of teas and a lot of bad teas. And there's so many of them. I don't think we would ever get it in a regular wheel spin.
Yeah, we probably wouldn't.
So I'm going with my favorite anime, Trigun.
Let's see. I haven't seen this since I was a kid.
Yeah.
I actually have Wolfwood's necklace. So Wolfwood, his big cross weapon.
Right.
I have that as a necklace.
That's
pretty cool. I liked it a lot when I was a kid.
I love the show, and it's my favorite anime, so it's about time we got to mine since we already got to yours.
All right, guys. Next episode.
Yeah. Trigun. All right. Talk to you later.
See you guys.
Bye.